may have gotten a phone call or switching or something. But, yeah, I think that's what's – I mean, I think that's been happening forever. I'm starting to see, like, in Macomb where I'm at or where I'm going to be at is they got – there's some farms there. They're, like, they call them Centennial Farms. It's been in the families, you know, for over 100 years. And those are the ones that are finally, like, selling, and then they're turning them into subdivisions and things like that. But as long as the township or the city or whatever has a good development plan, it's usually okay. The thing is, they also have to think about expanding the roads. Like, if it starts getting, you know, you have too many people in an area, at some point you got to make the roads five lanes. You know, like, Sterling Heights did that. When I was growing up, you know, there was a lot of two-lane roads everywhere. And then they, you know, 16 Mile became a boulevard, you know, had two lanes on each side, and then they expanded. I think it's four lanes on each side now. But it starts out small, and then they get bigger. And even where I'm moving to, 23 Mile used to be a two-lane road for the longest time, and they widened that. Now it's like a superhighway, I feel. So, yep, I mean, that's progress for you, I guess. But hopefully the taxes stay okay. That's the big thing. You know, as long as it doesn't. I mean, moving into a new house, you're gonna get the taxes. It doesn't. You can't avoid it. I was spoiled with my old house, and when we had that housing recession, it went down a lot. But now I gotta pay for it in a new house. But I enjoyed many years of not having it. So let's see if Dakota's back. If not, pick it back up.